With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The U.S. Postal Service has agreed to reverse changes that slowed mail service nationwide. The agreement settles a lawsuit filed by Montana Governor Steve Bullock. The lawsuit filed against Postmaster General Louis DeJoy and the U.S. Postal Service on September 9th argued changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana. The Postal Service agreed to reverse all changes, which included reduced retail hours and removal of collection boxes and mail sorting machines. The agreement also requires the Postal Service to prioritize election mail. The settlement agreement reached in the U.S. District Court in Great Falls applies to all states. Thursday marked the third time Montana has reported more than 700 new COVID-19 cases in a day. State data shows over 7,800 active cases and nearly 13,000 recoveries since the start of the pandemic. Over 300 people are currently hospitalized, and 230 Montanans have died. The Billings Gazette Wednesday reported 201 inmates and 47 staff at Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The article said it was unclear how many inmates at the private prison are currently infected, but 31 staff members are recovering at home. The Billings Gazette reports Crossroads started facility-wide testing on October 8th of staff and individuals in custody. Some results are still pending. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, on a press call today, said a request to other states to send health care workers to Montana has gone unanswered for 3 weeks. Public health and hospital staff continue to be stretched thin as COVID-19 surges on. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Governor Bullock said increasing the number of healthcare workers in Montana has been a challenge, especially as other states are dealing with their own rising demand.
We've worked to source healthcare workers with limited success to date, and we know that the need will continue. We've exhausted the unemployment and volunteer database for volunteers to work in Montana. We've sent out a request nationwide for National Guard medical staffing.
Bullock said nurses willing to offer assistance can reach out to the Montana Nursing Association, and people can sign up for paid volunteering through the Montana Healthcare Mutual Aid System on the state's public health website. The state is also working to expedite training certified nursing assistants. More than 90% of inpatient beds are full at half of Montana's 10 largest hospitals, according to the state's latest report, and local public health departments are struggling to keep up with the spike in case investigations. Bullock said tribal and county public health departments can apply for a second round of grants made available through CARES Act funding to help cover the costs of more contact tracers and ensuring businesses are complying with health orders. Bullock also said the state is awarding Montana State University a $776,000 research grant to develop a faster saliva-based testing method than the nasal swab testing. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
The Blackfeet Nation announced yesterday that it settled with Pondera County officials after the county allegedly refused to open satellite voting offices on the reservation. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Jacqueline D. Leone is a staff attorney for the Colorado-based Native American Rights Fund, which helped the Blackfeet Nation file a case in federal court last week after the tribe requested that Pondera County open a satellite voting office on the reservation. The tribe argued failure to do so would violate federal and state law. D. Leone says the county has now agreed to open a satellite office in Hart Butte on October 19th, settling the case.
We were worried and have been worried that the move to vote by mail was going to disenfranchise Native Americans because we know that it's difficult to vote by mail in Indian country. We know that lots of people don't get residential mail delivery.
Pondera County election officials declined to comment on the case. D. Leone says the Native American Rights Fund also helped the Fort Peck and Northern Cheyenne tribes negotiate with Roosevelt, Bighorn, and Rosebud counties. She says that all three counties were offering in-person voter services off-reservation. According to D. Leone, all three counties have now agreed to open satellite offices on the reservations. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock raised more than twice as much money for his campaign as Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines did in the latest reporting period. Flu season is just around the corner. That's worrisome to Montana healthcare officials, particularly in the middle of the global COVID-19 pandemic. They say Montanans need to be proactive to avoid contracting the flu. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Montana Health Department starts surveilling for influenza cases on October 1st. According to Stacy Anderson, the agency's lead communicable disease epidemiologist, no cases of the flu have been reported in Montana this season.
Not yet. That's good.
But she says it's only a matter of time. Montana's flu season typically ramps up in November. Anderson says it's unclear what kind of impact COVID-19 precautions like mask wearing and social distancing could have on this year's flu season. But Anderson says one thing is certain. The flu shot helps prevent influenza infections.
The science shows that flu shots are effective. And then even if you do get the flu during the flu season, having a flu shot on board will keep you from having complications and hopefully prevent you from being hospitalized due to flu.
And she says the fewer flu patients in Montana hospitals during the pandemic, the better. Some hospitals in the state are short on inpatient bed space and staff amid surging COVID-19 case numbers. Anderson urges Montanans who haven't already received a flu shot to get one as soon as possible. In addition to the flu shot, health officials say stay home if you're sick, keep sick kids away from in-school instructional days, wash your hands often, frequently clean and sanitize surfaces around you, cover your cough with your elbow, use tissues, and throw them away. The state health department says 41 Montanans died from influenza last fall and winter. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.